Hello, this is Pastor Thompson, greeted in peace and joy from God our Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Today I want to deal with Hebrews 4:12 again because I want to start helping you to train your soul through meditation. And would actually to meditate Hebrews 4:12, which says, "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the divine asunder of soul and spirit and of the joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." You're going to see in this meditation this morning that some of the major problem that people are having is they don't know how to control their soul. So if you stick with me, it took me many years to come to this insight of how the soul, the spirit, and the body work together, and you can stop a lot of things that are coming against you. If you know how to do this, you can stop a lot of things that are coming against you, and you can complete a lot of purposes that God got set in your life. Today, if your soul is out of control, you need to know how to control your soul by training your soul with the Word of God. Many ask the question, what part do my soul play in life? Well, here are the five parts of your soul. Emotion, number one, which means your feeling. Number two, reasoning, which is your intellect. Number three, your memory, which plays a large part in the scriptures. You find out that, the Lord said, "Remember the Lord thy God, he that gives you power to get well." But there's many places that your soul will help you to yield to your spirit. Then number four is your imagination, and number five is your will. So that is, you have emotion, reasoning, memory, imagination, and will. Now, the only way to train all part of your soul to serve God and agree with God's purposes is by knowing how to submit all part to God's word. Many problems you have in life will be solved today. And my friend, your future will be much brighter as we meditate the abilities of your soul and learn to function properly with a restful soul. Your soul plays a major part in you walking with God. I know we have trained our spirit at the expense of our soul because we didn't really understand it. We do walk by faith and not by sight. But as you look at the scripture, you'll see people who get in trouble have made soul mistakes. They don't know how to control their mind. They don't know how to control their emotion. They don't know how to control their feeling. They don't know how to control their intellect and the educational aspect of their life. They try to mix it all up with spiritual things, but yet, unless the word of God speak to your soul, all five parts, and unless your faith get developed in understanding how the word of God work with your soul, you're always going to have problems. So today, many things that you've been going through, you think it's a sin habit, you think it's you're just not making, you're not praying enough. No, when we get your soul adjusted, get your soul trained, we're going to see some great things happen in your life. Pay attention to your feeling. Pay attention to your reasoning. Pay attention to things coming up in your memory. Pay attention to your imagination. Do you see a good day? Do you see a good week? Do you see a good month? Do you see a good year? Train that imagination to see what the word says. And then always submit wholeheartedly to the will of God, and you'll see great things happen. The Bible says that be not wise in your own eyes, but understanding what the will of the Lord is.